would say that. I would say that.
Let me start off with a basket of chips. And then move on to the pollo asada taco. I would like 2 pollo asada tacos with 1 beef chimichanga. On a chimichanga, I would like a side of sour cream. I would like tomatoes and onions on my quesadilla. For dessert, I would like the soapy flares. I would like extra cinnamon. Do you make guacamole? Yes, you do make guacamole. I would like a side of guacamole on my tostitos. I like to dip the tostitos in the guacamole. Can I get a basket? I told you about the basket of chips. I would like a large iced tea. Two large iced teas. Okay, that'll be 16.07. 20? Okay. Is it 16.07 to change? Okay. I would like a basket of chips, a beef chimichanga with a side of sour cream. I would like some guacamole on my chimichanga with a quesadilla of tomato, onion, and vegetables. I should like a burrito with beans, beef, and I would like a carne asada taco. Could you put some hot sauce on there for me? No, he's inside the taco, not on the side. Yes, can I have a carne asada taco? Not a pollo asada, we want a chicken. Do you have guacamole? Can you make me some guacamole? I have guacamole. Okay, and my burrito, I like the machaco beef and the shredded pork. And some more cheese, please. Okay, that'll be 22. I'd like 2 lemonades and 1 medium iced tea. Okay, that'll be 20.07. Out of 22. Okay, $1. It's 52 is your change. Thanks a lot. Your food will be up. Here, let me get your drinks. Hi, can I help you? Yes, I like a basket of chips. I like a beef chimmy. What is the pollo asada? It's chicken. Well, okay, what is the carne asada? It's the beef. Okay, let me get 2 carne asada tacos.
Prisoners of Azkaban, thinking of a master plan. Images of Ranger, Bajamel, Shabazz, Dapper Dan. Clap your hands, whether you in Patterson or Pakistan. Richard Wright, black boy that grew into a blacker man. Early African or European, which was more supreme. The visions vary, this shit gets scary, inform your team. My dignitary consigliere is Nora Dean. My skin tone is aubergine, I'm a war machine. Center who's casted all the stones, he can manage. But with the home team advantage, most people don't see the damage. Guess I'm gonna need a bandage if we plan to be companions. Jump solos from the hammers, be mimicking, speaking Spanish. They vanish like Atlantis, come to find out they've been banished for fraudin' Twitter cameras and abandoning their manners for lies that intertwine like a violet vine. I threw the rhyme book straight into the fire this time. I'm thinking,
we'll be right back. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Also Important. Please enjoy the new release from Radiohead, which is Hail to the Thief live recordings. This is 2 plus 2 equals 5.
Must be like like the genesis of rhythm. I get feisty whenever I'm with them. If I'm butter, if I'm butter, if I'm butter, then he's a hot knife. He makes my heart a summer mother shop screech, always never dancing for paradise. If I'm butter, if I'm butter, if I'm butter, then he's a hot knife. He makes my heart a summer mother shop screech, always never dancing for paradise. I'm a hot knife, I'm a hot knife, I'm a hot knife, he's a pat of butter. If I get a chance, I'm gonna show him that he's never gonna need another, never need another. I'm a hot knife, I'm a hot knife, I'm a hot knife, he's a pat of butter. If I get a chance, I'm gonna show him that he's never gonna need another, never need another.
The Whiz Kids had won it, Bobby Thompson had done it, and Yogi read the comics all the while. Rock and roll was being born, marijuana we would scorn. So down on the corner, the national pastime went on trial. We're talking baseball, Klazuski, Campanella. Talking baseball, the man and Bobby Feller, the scooter, the barber and the nuke. They knew them all from Boston to Dubuque, especially Willie, Mickey and the Duke. Well, Casey was winning, Hank Aaron was beginning, one Robbie going out, one coming in. Kiner and Midget Goodell, the Thumper and Mel Parnell, and Ike was the only one winning down in Washington. I'm talking baseball, Klazuski, Campanella. Talking baseball, the man and Bobby Feller, the scooter, the barber and the duke. They knew them all from Boston to Dubuque, especially Willie, Mickey and the Duke. Now my old friend, the Bachelor, well, he swore he was the Oklahoma kid. And Cookie played hooky to go and see the Duke. And me, I always loved Willie Mae. Those were the days. Well, now it's the 80s, and Brett is the greatest, and Bobby Bonds can play for everyone. Rose is at the vet, Rusty again is a Met, and the great Alexander is pitching again in Washington. I'm talking baseball, like Reggie, Queasy, and Berry. Talking baseball, Carew and Gaylord Perry, Seaver, Garvey, Schmidt, and Vida Blue. Is calling, it's no fluke. They'll be with Willie, Mickey, and the Duke.
talking Willie, Mickey and the Duke.
Say hey, say hey, say hey.
Willie, Mickey and the Duke.
Say hey, say hey, say hey.
Say Willie, Mickey and the Duke.
Say hey, say hey, say hey.
Things to do, not because you gotta. When you run for love, not because you oughta. When you trust your friends with no reason, nada. The joy I've named shall not be tamed, and that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life. Makes you drop down on it. When the smell of the lawn makes you flop down on it. When the teenage car gets the cop down on it. That time is here for one more year, and that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life. If you've forgotten what I'm naming, you're gonna long to reclaim it one day. Because that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life.
Summer feeling.
And if you wait until you're older, a sad resentment will smolder one day. And then that summer feeling's gonna haunt you. And that summer feeling's gonna taunt you. And then that summer feeling is gonna hurt you one day in your life. When even fourth grade starts looking good, which you hated, and first grade's looking good too, overrated, and you boys long for some little girl that you dated. Do you long for her or for the way you were? That summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life. Top down on it. When the catamaran has got the drop down on it. When the flat of the land has got the crop down on it. Some things were good before and some things never were. But that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life. Well, when your friends are in town and they've got time for you, when you and them are hanging around and they don't ignore you, when you say what you will and they still adore you, is that not appealing? It's that summer feeling. That summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life. Gonna haunt you. It's gonna haunt you. You're gonna want this feeling inside one more time. It's gonna haunt you. It's gonna taunt you. You're gonna want this feeling inside one more time. One more thing. When you
legs and all the dust is kicking up. And you remember the ankle locking and the way she flirted with you. For all this time, how come?
Well, that summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day. One more thing. Well, when the playground that just was all dirt comes haunting, and that little girl who called you a flirt, memory comes taunting. You pick these things apart, they're not that appealing. You put them together and you'll get this certain feeling. That summer feeling is gonna haunt you one day in your life. It's gonna haunt you.
Summer feeling.
It's gonna taunt you.
Summer feeling.
You're gonna want this feeling inside
feeling.
One more time.
Darling, I'm coming down for route number 67. I just got off the turnpike avoiding the Ohio State inspection. Johnny Law followed me up the road, but then he turned off and he let me go. I guess this old truck ain't worth shutting down. Your voice last night on the telephone said you wouldn't be there when I got home. So when I get to Cleveland, I'm gonna head back south. The light keeps coming on. I got water in the fuel. My brakes are gone. I got a left front tire throwing thread. By tomorrow morning I could be dead. Baby, maybe you've been right all along. You said you couldn't stay with the man who was always gone away, and all you wanted to do was to settle. Wanted to buy that little trailer out on the edge with the money you saved. It had a carport, a color TV, and no place to turn around. The light keeps coming on. I got water in the fuel. My brakes are gone. Then we left.
are listening to Also Important on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Mm-hmm. You just listened to Fred Eaglesmith, Water in the Fuel.
Water in the Fuel.
can you give us some more context as to that song title and what that song is?
You get water in your fuel injectors, it's going to ruin them. So you've got a fuel separator, and you've got to pump all that water out. Otherwise, you're going to have a bad time. And that's what the song is really all about, is when you're having a really hard time, you might have water in your fuel.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Beautiful.
Fred Eaglesmith.
Before that, you heard That Summer Feeling by Jonathan Richman. Thank you guys for putting me on. I mean, I've heard of Jonathan Richman, but I don't think I've ever listened to a song by him. So, like, I love that.
He's really good.
Yeah.
That Summer Feeling.
That was so good.
Quintessential.
Yeah.
Top-tier New Englander.
And before that was some high-quality summer, New England summer vibes, talking baseball. Terry Cashman.
Beautiful.
Come on. What's not to like? You heard Hot Knife by Fiona Apple. Some cool, catchy Fiona Apple. You guys seem to like it, so, you know.
Yeah, that song was really groovy.
Good. Hopefully other people liked
you,
it.
Fiona.
And then, yeah, the new Radiohead, 2 Call plus me. 2 equals 5. The song Sometimes was Black Thought and Danger Mouse. We heard Pollo Asado by Ween. Thank you for putting me on. That was, like, the definition of freeform radio type.
I had forgotten the lyrics to that song.
Yeah, that was incredible.
I just remembered it was a good vibe.
You got the, yeah.
Pollo Asado.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Chicken.
Perfect for freeform radio. And then you put us on to Primus.
Primus.
Jerry was a race car driver from the album Sailing the Seas of Cheese. Come on. I mean,
love
that
Primus.
Album title alone, I'm hip. And the photo, too. It was a boat sailing
on
a sea of cheese.
Such a great album cover.
Yeah.
Les Claypool is one of the greatest bassists of all time.
Shout out. You say he was from New England or no?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
No, yeah, I mean, I'm such a sucker for like those cool, stupid album covers. Yeah. It's like, oh, it's like a boat on a bunch of cheese. Like, I'm hip to that.
Yeah, it's cool and stupid.
Yeah.
That's why we like Primus.
And you put us onto the Pixies. That was the one physical media we played in the studio was the record. Doolittle was the record. That was sick. Yeah. Well, thank you guys for coming through. WMFO 91.5. Shout out. Hopefully we can do it again next time you're in town, Matt.
Keep it free form.
But let's give a shout out to it's WWOZ, right? In New Orleans.
Yeah, Waz. Shout out one time.
Not like they need it, but like that's some legit radio down in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Do they call it Waz?
People call it Waz. OZ. What's up, Ozilians?
Shout out. Yeah. Yeah, I should listen to that more, honestly. It was
we got listeners all around the world.
Yeah, shout out.
I mean, I'm not affiliated. I'm just a fan.
Well, all right, till next week. I won't be here next week, but I think maybe 2 weeks from now, 8 p.m. on Thursday. But I'll post on my Instagram story. Also important, you know, stay tapped in. Thank you guys for listening. Have a good night.
Thanks, Jordan.
Thank you, guys. Night. All right, peace. This woman, I never trouble no one. I'm a lady. MC is my ambition. A comfy nice of Jamaican. So bam bam, say what a bam bam, bam bam bilang, bam bam, bam bam bilang, bam bam. Hey, tell me say one thing and see if you understand. One thing.
91.5 WMFO in Hartford.
So won't you hurry? Come on, boy, see about me.
See about me.
See about you, baby.
See about me.
I got some love signs today. I got hopes and dreams that plans are.
I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. Every day, once a day, give yourself a present. Don't plan it, don't wait for it, just let it happen. It could be a new shirt at the men's store, a cat nap in your office chair, or two cups of good, hot, black coffee. Like this.
There's also a gift right here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Tune in on Tuesdays at 10 for Zen or The Skill to Catch a Vibe with me, Charlie Ewald. Each week, listen to my favorites in rock, world, folk, rap, and more.
A damn fine
radio show.
Da 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 looking inside, does she see me? No, she does not really see me, cause she sees her own reflection. And I'm trying not to notice that she's hitching up her skirt, and while she's straightening her stockings, her hair has gotten wet.